Once again, and you know if it's Thursday, it's your girl, ha, Dr. P, and I am on the pod.
Dr. P on the pod, yeah.
I am so excited that you've joined me one more time again, and we are still in the new year. I think I'm going to be in the new year right on through the whole new year, really. I'm happy. I'm trying to linger in January because it seems that the year goes by so fast. So I am just lingering. I'm just lingering. And, you know, we are focused on a purpose. What is our purpose this year? And for those of you who are like me and like my guest today, you know, we have a purpose-driven life. We're driven by our purpose. And you know, I share with you every week that I am blessed and highly favored. I mean highly favored. And because of that, I have a purpose-driven life. I'm excited to talk with my guest today, but before we get started, I want you to know that the Bomb in Gilead, we are coming your way. Yep, it's January, and we've already started. We have a brunch and learn coming up on January the 27th in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're going to be at the Fountain of Raleigh Fellowship Church. Mm-hmm. The Fountain of Raleigh Fellowship Church. We're going to be there January the 27th from 11 to 2. Come on down. Come on over. Come on up and be with us for our brunch and learn. We're going to be talking about multiple myeloma cell therapy. You know, I'm on a mission to really bring our community interventions, health interventions that we usually don't know about. And when we don't know about it, the doctors often don't tell us about it. You know, we have more of so many diseases, alarming rates of so many diseases, and we have interventions, new, exciting interventions that are really transforming these health conditions that we have, that usually we are the last to know about them. And cell therapy is one of them. And I want you to know all about this intervention. You know, it is really, really changing the face of multiple myeloma and African Americans. We have high rates of multiple myeloma, and usually we're not diagnosed with multiple myeloma until, you know, in our 50s, 60s, and even later in our 70s. Cell therapy also helps with glaucoma and other diseases because, cell therapy means just that. It actually, the intervention is that it washes the cells. I don't know if you want to use that word term different, but we are talking repurposing our cells and using how our cells replicate to actually clear these diseases out of our bodies. I want you to come to the Fountain of Raleigh Fellowship Church, January the 27th from 11 to 2 for our brunch and learn. We'll have our good doctor friend, Dr. Craig Cole, who is one of the leading cell therapy scientists, if you will, in the world. I said it, in the world. He's out of Michigan. We're going to fly him in because I'm telling you, I am so, throughout this year, the Bomb in Gilead, we're going to be bringing you information so that when you go to your doctor, you will know a little something, you know, and when your doctor doesn't mention it, you will be able to say, wait, hold up, doctor, what about cell therapy? So come on out. And then on the 28th, the same day down there in Atlanta, Georgia, we're going to be at Mount Zion AME Church, 6045 Riverdale Road in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to be talking about peripheral artery disease, a different disease. And we the Black people, we have so much peripheral artery disease. We're still leading with having our toes and arms and legs amputated. We, the Black people, we lead in still having our limbs amputated. And that's not, that should not be the case. So we are coming on the 28th. We've been in Atlanta all last year. We've done 10 of these programs in Atlanta. We did 10 in Chicago previously before Atlanta. And again, we want you to come out. And this is church service. It's going to come happen right after church. And we're going to be talking about peripheral artery disease. When you go to the doctor, does the doctor take the blood pressure in your feet, around your ankle? And now, if you didn't raise your hand and say yes, then that's why you got to come out. Because the blood pressure in your feet should be the same as in your arm. And oftentimes, when we've been doing this work around the country, you know, when we ask the question, you know, that the doctor take your blood pressure in your feet or around your ankle, no one raises their hands. Another example of, you know, when we don't know, they usually don't tell us, because that's a serious intervention on, you know, blood flow. Blood flow. You know, we are always talking about, you know, I got I got low blood pressure in my not flowing to my legs and feet and toes like they should be. And that is a number one sign that you just might get tested. You might need to get tested for peripheral artery disease. So we have another renowned scientist going to be with us on Sunday, January the 28th at Mount Zion AME Church, 6045 Riverdale Road in ATL in Atlanta, Georgia. So we have a busy, busy weekend, the last weekend in the month of January coming up. And I hope to see you either in Raleigh or in Atlanta if you're close by. If you're not close by, I'll see you soon, because the Balm and Gilead, we are getting ready for our roadmap tour this year. We're getting ready for another level of peripheral artery disease tour. We're getting ready for Healthy Churches Conference tour. Oh my goodness, we're putting on roller skates. We are just, and we're excited. You know, we are excited about the work. Every day I get at least 5 people saying, girl, aren't you tired? Answer, no, I'm not tired. And I'm not tired because I have a purpose-driven life. And when you got a purpose-driven life, you can't be no ways tired. With that, my guest today is the Reverend Dr. Sandy Billy Quinn, who is a licensed and ordained minister who has served various communities in the southeastern United States for more than 23 years. She currently serves as pastor of Quinn's Ministry in Commerce, Georgia, to chaplain for Northridge Nursing Health and Rehabilitation. And finally, she's another purpose-driven person here. Dr. Sandy Bailey Gwynn is the founder and CEO of Foundations for Living, a nonprofit organization that brings strength and transformation to marginalized communities through mental health care, awareness, domestic violence, survivor services, HIV prevention, and career development support for re-entry. My dear sister, how you do with your purpose-driven life? So happy to have you with me on the pod today.
Dr. P, as always, I am grateful to be asked in the room. And this room that you have created is so powerful, engaging, and motivating. So I thank you for allowing me to come. But I think to answer your question, you've been talking about purpose-driven life, and I'm sitting here thinking, let's talk about purpose. And for me, to be honest and transparent, I think about pain, I think about praise, but I also think about process. When I think about purpose, there's going to be some pain in my life to get me to my purpose. There's going to be praise opportunities, but it's all wrapped up in a process for me. I don't know about anybody else, but a purpose-driven life in my eyes is that sometimes the pain will disrupt me to get to a place where it's got to be a change, because what aggravates you is normally what you've been assigned to. Okay. And for me, sometimes that's pain. Pain came for me is when I was in a mental health situation with a bad marriage. I've never been. Yes, I did. I went to jail for writing a bad check in South Carolina. So I ain't gonna tell that lie. So, yes, I had to deal with some jail situations, even though I came back out. HIV, what drove me to working with people who are impacted with HIV, because they look like me. Mm-hmm. They look like me. They go to church like me. They love like me. And I realized that with my faith initiative, with my calling in the church, I was able to be a voice for people who have been silenced. So for me, a purpose-driven life is when you realize that sometimes your pain disrupts you to the area where you need to go. And once you realize that pain, you praise God, because now your eyes are open. And then you wait for him to strategically give you the process, Dr. P., of what that looks like to get to that purpose. Because for me, purpose sometimes is renewing every day as well. But those are my thoughts.
Every day. And, you know, thank you for sharing that. And let's dive deeper into that, you know, because so often I agree with you. You know, pain leads us to our purpose most 99% of the time. But most folks don't want to share their pain. We live in our pain in silo. Let's talk about wear your mental health hat a little bit, and let's talk about how do we, you know, utilize our pain? How do we, you know, stop, you know, covering up our pain so that God can shine light on our pain and bless ourselves and others that we get to our purpose? Let's talk about that a little bit.
That's a good question. I think for pain, some people shame pain. Some people stigmatize pain. But when you allow it to be processed, and then you can see the sunshine from it, it's a testimony. A lot of people cannot become healed because they refuse to believe it's a test that needs to be memorialized and given light to. And that's what's happening. We don't want to tell our testimonies, or at least we don't want to tell the tests that produce the testimony. Let me say it that way. Because if we were to ever give God what is truly his, it was the fact that he allowed you the strength to get through the test, to be now a mouthpiece. So if we could stop stigmatizing or shaming that life will bring us test, which will perfect us, which will burn off some stuff in us, I believe we can have more healing within the communities and areas if we wouldn't shame it.
If we wouldn't shame it. And then there's the praise. Praise the process. Praise the process. Talk a little bit about that. Praise the process. I love it. Pain, purpose, praise, process. I'm going to have to write a book on this. And if you're not writing a book on it, I'm going to write. I don't know when to write this book now. But just you give need me to some start praise. Writing this book right about now. Pain, just the give process, me some purpose, praise. Praise the process. I love it. I love it.
Dr. P, once the light has shined, once I've gotten through that dark moment, because some pain will put you in a dark position. And once I've allowed God to strengthen me and my back is now straight, that is a moment when you praise God for not being in that dark place. That's serious. Mm-hmm. So now I'm able to open up my eyes and realize I made it. Why would I not praise God for that? We want to praise God for cars and houses and getting a boo thing, but can we praise him for allowing us to get through the darkness? Can we tell somebody, you know what, babe, I've been there before, but because I realized where I was in my life, that I was in a bad place, and then I realized I don't want to be there anymore, then I realized what's the process to get me to this praise? Because it's the praises that keeps me realizing it wasn't by myself. It's the praises that allows me to think about God and the goodness. It's the praise that reminds me that had it not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? It's the praise that keeps us moving when life wants to pull us back. Come on, Dr. P, I'm a preacher. Don't let me keep going.
Preach on. Keep on.
We have to realize that it's the praise that keeps us motivated to get to the next test. Because the next test is greater than the one we just passed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if we remind ourselves we made it and it didn't kill us, it only made us stronger, baby, bring it on. Because I'm ready for the next one. Why? Because I made it through the pain. I made it through the storm. That I got to praise you. I got to give you devotion. Because you didn't pray, take me this just to leave me. It's something greater after this. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, let's go to the process. The process is to worship while you wait.
Mm-hmm.
The process is to make sure that God, you never left me. You see me at my lowly state. This is only for a minute. I know you're going to be with me. So what do I need to do? Do I need to journal? What do I need to do? Do I need to cry out? What do I need to do? Do I just need to read a scripture or even write out my process? Because faith without works is dead. Some of us got a whole lot of faith, but no work. Some of us got a whole lot of work, but no faith. It's got to be a balance in this season. 2024 is about taking what you have accomplished. Come on, Holy Ghost. Taking what you have passed. Taking even the ones that you did not pass and learn from them. And take the process and do even greater, Dr. P.
Worship while you wait. Worship while you wait. You know, we are talking about our purpose, our driven, our life, our pain, our purpose, our praise, the process. And, you know, that wait period is so intense. Yes. Because sometimes we want, you know, we want it. We're looking for our purpose. We think we found our purpose. We really haven't. We think we're going in one direction. God's taking us in another direction. And sometimes we jump fast. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We don't want to wait on the process.
Yes.
And I think that I know for me, with my team, as I shared the other day, my team is always say, well, you know, we're waiting on you to tell us. And my answer is, well, I can't tell you because God ain't told me yet. Mm-hmm. And we just have to wait. We have to just tarry with it. And we have to know that still small voice when it comes, because you know a lot of people be talking. You know, sometimes a lot of folks think they have the voice of God, and it's not. And we have to constantly have the discernment of, nope, that's not the voice I know to be God's voice in me. You just talking. That wait period is so critical when we are waiting in the process for worship. What'd you say?
You know what? I'm going to come from two angles and just walk with me on this. I'm going to push the pendulum just a little bit. What if God is sitting here waiting on you because he's already groomed you to move?
How about that?
Sometimes we are waiting and God is like, boo, boo, listen, you already passed that test. Just move on what you already know, because we're supposed to walk in the spirit.
Right.
So there's some things we sometimes don't have to ask God. He's just waiting for you to move because he's already prepared you and pruned you and molded you to make the right decisions. And yes, on the other hand, Dr. P, there are some things that he is waiting for you to come to him earnestly into the throne room, knowing that he will give you the answer. So I believe in this season as well, Dr. P, that yes, you are already equipped. You are already built. Just go. Then there's a balance moment when you must worship while you wait, because this test only he can give you instructions for, because you've never taken it before.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things you already know.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things you got to know.
Mm-hmm. It's such a Holy Ghost moment, because as you said, while we are waiting, you know, there has to be movement. I know so many folks, especially those in the Word, Lord have mercy, and they've been talking about waiting on God for the last 20 years.
Come on, here.
And they know their purpose. They know what they're supposed to be doing. They're going to do it. 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 But there's this false wait. you know, and so I thank you for that, because there's the balance of waiting, yes, and there's the balance of movement. So I thank you so much.
That's good.
For bringing that clarity, because there's the balance of waiting and there's the balance of moving, and you have to have a balance. There's absolutely always a balance. There's always a yin and a yang always, yes, going on.
Dr. P, I'm going to give you an example of this right here. Young lady came to me. She was saying, you know, I really want my 501c3. I just don't have the money to get the legal documents together. And the whole time she's talking in my head, God is like, bless her, because somebody blessed me with my 501c3. So now I make it a point to hear from God. Listen, to hear from God, to make sure that I'm not jumping on my own flesh. Mm-hmm. She's telling me, I want to get my 501c3, but she don't know what I'm thinking. So I said, listen, I'm going to grant you the attorney and the funds to provide your 501c3. She looks at me. I said, I'm serious. I said, but hear me. I just don't ask anybody this. I just don't bless anybody unless God tells me to. But this is the caveat. Are you ready to move? Huh. Oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. I asked my attorney, had the lady reached out to her? She has not, Dr. P. You telling me that you want to be blessed in this area and your blessing through God is waiting in front of you and you still don't move.
Right.
That's, I don't, right, understand that.
That's right. And that happens with us every single day. Every single day. And I'm sure that's not the only story you can share, because I could share a whole bunch of them over here too. We have to move. We have to get up. And this is 2024. And if we don't move, we'll be right here in 2025 talking about what we want God to do.
Amen.
What we want God to, God done everything he gonna do. And as my good sister said, God is waiting on you. There's got to be a balance on waiting, worship while we wait, and there's got to be a balance on worshiping as we move. Right?
Absolutely.
Right? Worshiping as we move.
God was forever moving. He was forever presenting opportunities for healing. He was forever wanting you to be healed. But again, he said, I stand at the door and knock. It's up to you to answer. So right. Why these folks talking about waiting on Jesus? He looking at you, boo-boo. I've been knocking for 20 years. When you going to answer?
When you going to answer? Listen, I want to, we know we're always running out of time. And we always run out of time. But I want to take the last few minutes to let you share about all the stuff you're doing down there in Commerce, Georgia. You being a pastor, you're a chaplain, you got your 501c3. I'm going to just let you have the mic for a minute and just share with us some of the stuff that you are doing, that what you want the family to know about.
The family needs, I guess the most important thing right now, God allowed me to release a documentary entitled Black Church, Black Preacher, Black Woman. And it tells the story of my journey as a woman who is not living with HIV, but who is an advocate for people who have been impacted in their families. The documentary is about 19 minutes, but it truly journals what I go through, who my collaborative partners are, who the people who are living and thriving with HIV. We have a young lady who's in her 70s, been thriving for 40 years. We have another lady who's in her mid-30s, who are both ladies are undetectable. And to be able to witness this as not only as a person who kind of wrote the story, but who can watch it, it allows faith leaders to sit back and say, hey, how can I be a part of the movement of healing our people who are impacted by health disparities instead of being a part of the hurting process? So that's one thing that I have been traveling with from city to city, state to state, and the complimentary book that comes with it, which is entitled Help Me Help You, Community Resource Book. Dr. P, it is a 33-page layout of statistics, of case studies, of meaningful questions, definitions, and scriptures to give faith leaders an edge on how to have these conversations, that which may be difficult. So for me, that's one of the wonderful things God has allowed me to do. And just to be an advocate, I've just booked going to Dominican Republic in May, where an organization is requesting me to bring that to them. And I'm just going to go over there and tell the story and have a translator. And me and Jesus going to do what we're going to do. So that's just the small entity of what I'm doing. But I'm just so grateful that he chose me and I wasn't that scared. And I said, yes.
I'm glad you said yes to. I'm glad you said yes. And, you know, please let us know when those books and stuff come out, because Bavam and Gilead would be more than happy to partner with you to make sure your words get out and touch as many people as possible. As you know, I started with this little idea of mobilizing the faith community of Harlem to address HIV.
Yes.
And 36 years later, Lord Jesus, 36 years later, now an international organization and just still on the battlefield, still on the battlefield. And I am just so honored and just privileged and proud to just be to be witness that, you know, a sister like you would pick up the mantle and just do what you do and let God use you, because HIV is not over.
No.
to celebrate our brothers and sisters who are living with HIV and living successfully, undetected. I mean, I remember AZT. I remember when, you know, when Harlem Hospital, everybody in the hospital was on their way to the promised land, if you will.
Right.
And today, you know, to see where we are with HIV, it's just nothing but prayer and God moving and people moving and taking their medication. Amen. People moving and taking their medication. So I thank you so much for your work. And please, please share your materials with us. And we will do everything we can to make sure that your word, your voice is out there, whatever we can do to support you. Thank you so much for being a blessing to us today on the podcast.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. It's been a joy chatting with you and listening to you preach a little bit today.
I am here always, Dr. P. Just a phone call away.
Thank you so much. Family, we got to jump. You know, this podcast is available whenever you want it to be. You know, we bring it to you on Thursday, but you can listen to it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You can send it to everybody in the world. That's the gift of technology. Thank you for tuning in this time, and we're going to come right back at you on another Thursday. Because when it's Thursday, oh, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, it's Dr. P. on the pod. Thank you, family. Peace.